What has happened yesterday was very disturbing, even with the potential terrorist attack that happened last week in New York with the bike path incident. You know, I'm not going to get into, you know, these are the end times and things of that sort, but we really need to change our focus in life right now. We really need to pray. We really need to believe. Now watch this. We really need to believe in what we're praying to God for, you know. And we really have to believe it and live it in this moment of time. Gosh, you know, I just send my condolences to the families. It's just heartbreaking. It's very heartbreaking to be at a place of worship anywhere. I just can't say church, but anywhere, you know, a concert, I mean, just anywhere. And you're living life, and all of a sudden it's disturbed by gunshots or bombs or this. It's heartbreaking. And when I heard the ages, you know, the news is saying 17 months all the way up to you know, in the 70s, I'm just lost for words here, guys. I really am. But I just pray for that town. I pray. I also pray for those who were on their way to church. And when I mean by that, I'm not talking about the church in Texas, but I'm talking about those who was like, you know what? I'm gonna give this church thing, I'm gonna give it a go. Then all of a sudden that happened. And that now that has pushed them back to like, you know what? I'm not even going to do it. You know, no. I encourage you to keep worshiping. I encourage the people that's been in church to keep worshiping, to keep praising God, because this is exactly what the enemy wants. You know, this is exactly what the enemy wants to take you away from having that freedom to worship God, having that freedom to live life. You know what I'm saying? You know, being this scare tactic. No, we're not doing that. No, we're not doing that. Where the Spirit is, there is liberty. There is freedom. Be free in God today. Know Him. Know Him for yourself. In this moment, in this hour. You know, I just pray that, you know, no one gets discouraged by this, you know. And I definitely pray for the souls that were taken, you know. I pray that everyone knew our Father, had a great relationship with them, so he can say, my child, well done. In Jesus' name, amen.